I invite you to be seated. And I invite you to pull out this copy, marking the end of a ministry, Reverend Canon Dolly Beaumont. And Dolly, I invite you to come over here. Now, I have to say, I did a wedding on Friday. And I looked at the marriage registry and the vestry book, and I saw how many times Dolly's name was on the page, and then I started flipping the pages backwards to the very first page, and Dolly's name, of course, was there. So then I got really curious, and I started looking at all the other books, and Dolly's name is in the vestry books and all the books from the very beginning. A long time of ministry in this place of St. Mary's in our midst. Now, there was a break in between, or a couple of breaks, and I know the secret words that you told me that Philip said before you came back this last time. He asked Dolly, "How retired are you?" I'd like to invite all of you to participate. We will engage in a blessing. We will be acknowledging the ministry that Dolly has been a part of at St. Mary's, and we will be blessing her in this transition of moving from deacon of this congregation to member of this congregation. Our church, like any community, changes. Babies are born, children grow up, loved ones and friends grow old. People move into our community and church. Others leave us, moving on to new places, new experiences, and new opportunities. Let us not forget that the ministry in this place is Christ's ministry, entrusted to us as a part of his body. Our ministry belongs to Jesus, and it is ongoing. When a deacon comes into our church, we covenant with one another. We promise to walk together as God's people, deepening our commitment to Christ and growing closer to God. God's covenant with us never changes. But our covenants with one another do change. We gather now to mark the ending of the covenant the Reverend Canon Dolly Beaumont, in her service and ministry as deacon with the congregation of St. Mary of the Incarnation. Let us pray. And we'll pray these words together. O God, we give you thanks for the time and the faith shared in this community. We give you thanks for the faithful ministry of Dolly in our midst. We thank you for the worship, the learning, and the service that has been ours together. But move us now as we mark the end of this relationship and guide us by your Spirit into the next stage of our life with you. Amen. We're going to do a recognition of the symbols of ministry, and specifically the symbols of the deacon's ministry. Do you want me? Or just use this. Okay.
Friends, you called me into your midst to serve you in the ministry of word, sacrament, and pastoral care. The Bible is the symbol of the ministry of the Word among us. May God's Word continue to challenge, nurture, and inspire you.
Thank you.
And together we'll say, we will continue to place Scripture at the center of our life. The Word of God lives among us. Thanks be to God.
The font is the symbol of our baptism, the place of our birth into the body of Christ. May you continue to welcome new members through the living waters of our faith.
And we say together, we will continue to celebrate new life in baptism. The font of blessing welcomes all. Thanks be to God.
The table is the symbol of our communion in Christ, the source of nourishment and strength. May you continue to share the bread and cup, remembering the one who is the bread of life and true vine.
We will continue to break the bread and share the cup. The table invites us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Thanks be to God.
The towel and basin are the symbols of our calling to justice and service, according to the example of Jesus, who washed the feet of his friends. May you continue to walk the way of the cross of Christ.
We will continue to serve others and to work for justice, following in the way of Jesus, friend and servant of all. Thanks be to God.
Members and friends of St. Mary's, I thank you for your love, kindness, and support during these past years. I am grateful for the struggles, the surprises, and for the opportunities we have shared. I ask you for forgiveness for mistakes that I have made.
We receive your thankfulness and offer our forgiveness. We ask you to forgive our mistakes. We are grateful for your guidance and your gifts. As we part, may we know God's grace and peace. Will you, the members and friends of St. Mary, release the Reverend Canon Dolly Beaumont from the duties of the ministry as deacon of this congregation? Dolly, will you release the congregation of St. Mary from their dependence upon you as deacon within their midst?
I will, with God's help. I thank you, friends, for the love and support you have shown me while I have ministered among and with you. Let us not forget that the ministry in this place is Christ's ministry entrusted to us as part of his body. Our ministry together always belongs to Jesus and is always ongoing. I am grateful for the ways my ministry has been accepted. As I leave, I carry with me all that I have learned here.
Receive your thankfulness and accept that you are now leaving us to retire. We are grateful for your time among us. Your influence on our faith and our faithfulness will not leave us with your departure. We release you from your duties of ministry here in our midst, no longer turning to you as we have when you were in ministry among us.
May our time together and our new relationship together now be pleasing and acceptable to God. Further, I now release you from turning to me and depending on me. I encourage your continuing ministry here and will pray for you. I will pray with you and I will live my life together with you in this community of faith.
Let us pray. Creator God, Holy One, Great Spirit of mystery and love, God of covenant, we give thanks for remembered times when we together have shared the life of faith. We thank you for the moments we have shared with Dolly in worship, in learning, in play, in laughter, in tears, in prayer, and in service. We pray that Dolly will be aware of your guidance as she moves into this different way of being among us. Be with us in our time of celebration. Bless the insights we have received by your grace during this mutual covenant now ending. We pray for wisdom, healing, and abundant new life. May we move forward confidently with renewed energy and vision. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. You might want to sit down. Good. As I reflect on my diaconal ministry over the last 25 years, I have experienced much joy, worked with wonderful colleagues, and had the privilege of ministering to wonderful parishioners in St. Mary of the Incarnation, St. John the Divine, the Royal Jubilee Hospital, the Victoria General Hospital, St. Saviour's Vic West, and Holy Trinity Souk. Time does not allow me a trip down memory lane. However, I would like to share one occasion that stands out for me. This incident occurred at the Victoria General Hospital on the 7th floor of the North Tower, referred to as the transitional unit. The social worker asked me to visit a patient who seemed anxious, so off I went, and after introducing myself and shared some pleasantries of the days, it was evident that the lady was worried. So I asked her, "Is something worrying you or troubling you?" She blurted out, "I'm worried about my cat." Gently, I asked her, "What is worrying you about your cat?" She replied, "A neighbor is looking after the cat, but could not take it to the vet." So I thought to myself, I could do that after my shift. So I asked her, "Would you like me to take the cat to the vet after my shift?" "Oh, yes," she said. So I concluded our visit and headed towards the social worker's office. Filled out all kinds of paperwork, received permission, and went back to the patient and received the keys of her house. And off I went. Now, I had a bit of a dilemma. How was I going to catch the cat? And what was I going to use to contain it in? Then I thought about my daughter, Katie, who has a wonderful way with animals, and she had a cat carrier. So I phoned Katie and explained my dilemma, and Katie was willing to help me. She got the cat, and we took it to the vet, who knew the patient, and all ended well. I returned to the hospital with the patient's keys and witnessed the look of relief on her face, and of course, her health improved. All was well. Now, 2 years later, I received a phone call from Karen, the chaplain at the hospital, asking me if I remembered this incident. Yes, I said. You need to know, Dolly, that this woman returned to her faith because of the actions of your daughter and yourself. I share this incident with you today because often when I have led the prayers of the people, I thank God for the circumstances and people used to answer prayers. You may never know if you are used to answer someone's prayers. Folks, I thank you, folks of St. Mary's, for the privilege of being your deacon, for the support that I have received from Canon Philip Wadham and from Pastor Anita Saroop. May God bless all of you as you continue to grow and worship in this place.
Dolly, don't go too far. We would like to take some time to offer you a blessing. And so I ask you to maybe stand here. And I would like to invite anyone who would like to come up to lay hands on her shoulders or near to offer blessing. Come on up. Come on up. We will surround Dolly in blessing. Dolly, you are released as deacon of this place, surrounded by our gratitude and love and friendship, and led by the promises of the living God, the presence of Jesus Christ, and the guidance of the Spirit of life. May we travel this new journey together with unending faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We'll continue in song. We'll sing another one of Dolly's most favorite hymns.